Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to see her dad one last time before he dies.
Bruh.
Yowzas.
Okay.
Right, here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I'm an adopted 44-year-old woman raised here in southeastern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. My biological mom's older sister and her husband adopted me when I was an infant due to my bio mom's addiction issues. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was adopted by her aunt and uncle.
And, right.
Her biological mom lived on the West Coast, didn't really grow up around her. She just knew her as an aunt that sent birthday and Christmas cards. Okay. She said, I had a great childhood. Awesome parents. Very thankful they raised me. I always knew I was adopted, but found out that my biological mom was my aunt in 1997 when I graduated high school. Didn't know until high school that was her actual mom.
Wow.
That's a lot right there. So she said freshman year, she used Yahoo People Search on a campus computer because it was the early internet era. I appreciate all the details.
At an internet cafe.
She said, yeah, 100%. Found out that her bio dad's phone number, what it was, and they just called to reach out, get some info. Didn't really know what she expected. And he had never been married. She found out she had a half older brother that was raised by his grandmother.
Wow.
But the biological dad is a heavy gambler, alcoholic, and a con man.
Ouch.
That was enough for me, she said.
Sounds like a movie.
Fast forward, she said, at 25 years, I physically met him three other times when I was vacationing on the West Coast, but within the past 8 years, communication I've cut with him. We talk maybe once to twice a year. He lays guilt about not meeting his extended family or visiting him, so I just distanced myself. She said, here's where I need to know if I'm the jerk. I got a call from my biological mom stating that my biological father called, saying he'd like to see me before he dies. So he's using the relationship I have with her to try to get to me and convince me to see him. I have no interest in knowing him more than I already do.
Oh, dang.
But it's his dying wish. Others I've asked are conflicted and say I may regret not having one final encounter with him.
Yeah.
So am I the jerk for not having any interest in seeing this man again and honoring his wish? I hold no grudges against him and thankfully had no hand in raising me, but I see him as a sperm donor. If I agree to see him, he's coming to me in Wisconsin and we'll make the stop here. So nothing out of my way. But opening the door could just erupt into him trying to have an extended stay. Am I the jerk saying I don't want to see him?
Oh, son.
Mm-hmm.
So many layers to this. But there's one thing I'm focusing on currently.
What?
Is the fact that she says, I don't have any gripe, no bad blood. There's nothing against him. I just really don't care.
Yeah.
That's bogus.
Why?
I feel like that's
he wasn't in her life.
No, he wasn't. But they did have some type of in touch conversation connection. They talk. It's not like she never knew him, never saw him.
There's no emotional connection, though.
I feel like he's just looking to make just a guy, but she knows he's his father. She's gone to see him when they're out. They've met, they've talked. No, they're not close. Maybe talk once or twice a year, whatever she said. That's still a situation where I think you got to give him a moment. If he's about to pass, let him say his final piece.
He wasn't there, DZ. Why does he get that? He hasn't earned any of that from her. He was nowhere near. She was raised by other people.
Sure.
She was happy about that. She could care less.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she owe this guy who wasn't around anything?
She doesn't owe him nothing. He owes her. And what he's trying to do is give her what she's due. Whether it's an apology, whether it's an inheritance, whether it's just, I'm really, really, really sorry that this is how things went, but whatever.
I get it. I feel like it's about him, though, not her.
It is about him.
Yeah,
it really is.
The whole thing's been about him, right? Because he hasn't been around. He's been selfish the whole time.
But it hasn't been about him because she doesn't care about him. Her life hasn't been about him. Mm-hmm. She hasn't worried. She's the one that originally reached out, too. Like, they would have never connected had she not Googled it or Yahooed this man's number.
So he would have never found her.
He would have never found her.
Nor cared.
Exactly. But she made that connection. Mm-hmm. Now he wants to wrap that connection up so he feels relieved in passing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to say it like that, but he's got to get all these things off his chest. Buddy's trying to get saved real quick.
So you're saying she's the jerk for not seeing the dad?
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm leaning towards jerk.
Not the jerk. She owes this man absolutely nothing. And he can come to Wisconsin. I'd let him come here and I still wouldn't see him.
Ooh.
I'd be like, go ahead.
And then cancel?
Ooh. I wouldn't even just see it. Yeah, go ahead. Travel to Wisconsin and see what happens.
I mean,
you did nothing my whole life. Take a trip and see if I decide to come see you today.
Yeah.
All those years you were absent, maybe I'll be absent. How about that?
I feel you. I hear you.
Maybe I sound petty and bitter, but screw that. This guy, I feel like this guy, it's like anyone coming into your life out of nowhere, whether you're adopted, it's saying, I'm related to you. Mm-hmm. Now give me time before I die. You'd be like, I don't know you.
Treat it like a Make-A-Wish. Fulfill this man's dying wish. Not for real. Fulfill this man's dying wish. I think that's what I'm leaning on. The fact that since he is about to pass, unless he's not because he's a con man, and he's just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like the layers, but I'm assuming most people don't lie about dying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning towards jerk. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Okay, you got to dial 1 when you call in or text 1-414-533-1037. DZ says she's a jerk for refusing to see her biological dad. I say no way. Dana will call her. Is Dana the jerk for refusing to see her dad one last time before he dies? We will talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Dana wrote into the show. She grew up in southeastern Wisconsin. She's in her 40s now and was basically adopted by her biological aunt and uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But her mom was an addict who lived on the West Coast. Well, now her biological father, who she met later in life, wants to meet her one last time before he dies.
Right.
Even willing to come to Wisconsin, but she's kind of cut him off. It's been a little bit of time with him in the past. Isn't interested in his toxicity, she said. So is she the jerk if she doesn't want to see him? Miko is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Miko.
Good morning, Henson. How are we?
What's the word, familia? Talk to us, man.
Good. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk?
You know, I'm going to say jerk, but I'm going to explain why I say jerk.
You definitely
please
got to.
Because I'm already like, what?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Yes. She doesn't want anything to do with him, mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah. However, that being said, A, I don't even care if he has stuff that he wants to get off his chest to make him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, let's say a couple of years goes by, it's going to daunt on her.
Ooh.
And it's going to bother her, never knowing what he was going to say. And that question...
Is
for
it
me,
is it?
Is, yeah, that
the
question
that
for me would kill me.
Ah, okay.
Guess what?
It's not her dad, though.
This is coming from someone who's never met his dad.
Mm. So you want that moment. Okay, what if you had met your dad multiple times, Miko, and he was a loser, essentially, or not involved in your life? Would you still feel like you owe him that when other people raised you, if you had met him? Because you're saying, I haven't met my dad, I would kill for that moment.
Miko's not saying it's
right?
Not owed to him. It's owed to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going
to
regret it later if you don't hear it. Yeah.
So then if she says, I'm unaffected...
Exactly.
Right. Technically, then the theory would be, well, if she's not affected by it.
She's not affected now. What he's saying, in years.
She thinks she will be.
She might get affected later.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you could say, oh, yeah, you know, I had a friendship. You know, I don't see them anymore, blah, blah, blah. But however, yeah, in the back of your head, you're still wondering what happened and why.
And that's why Miko says jerk.
Right.
Kicks it off, man. Appreciate you, Miko.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the reason why I say jerk.
Okay.
Sorry, Allie.
That's okay.
Sorry,
you know,
Allie.
You're wrong, but thank you for calling.
Talk to you later, fam.
Bye, Miko. LaToya is calling in Milwaukee today. Our girl.
Girls who run the world.
All right, LaToya. Miko said jerk. Which way you go? Is Dana a jerk for refusing to see her biological father one last time before he dies?
Oof.
She is absolutely not the jerk.
Go on.
Ah.
I say she's not the jerk because I feel like, and kind of what Miko said, but we disagree. So I feel like she's not the jerk because forgiveness is for yourself. It's not for the other person. So mm-hmm. if she's forgiven him and she's let all of the ill will go, as she said, mm-hmm. then she needs to move in life how she wants to move. And if she doesn't want to see him, then she doesn't have to.
That's a tough pill to swallow, but she's right.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in and said, my name is Danny. I don't think she's a jerk because up until him passing, he didn't make an effort. I get the pass is the pass, but once she found him, he should have made an effort to connect with her way before.
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you, LaToya. She said, not the jerk. Have now we're split down the middle.
For real, though. 50-50, son.
Let's go to Crystal this morning. Good morning, Crystal. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You ready to be the tiebreaker for today?
Good luck.
I am.
What do you think? Is Dana the jerk for refusing to see the bio dad one last time before he dies?
I say jerk.
Ooh-hoo!
Girl, go on. And why?
All right. Well, I'm married to a wonderful husband that went through the same situation.
Okay.
And he was in foster care the majority of his life. 20 plus years ago, I said, if you want to reach out to him, reach out to him, but you have to understand the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, do you want to hear what he has to say or not hear what he has to say? He opened the door.
Right.
She reached out to find him.
Yep.
So now it is his last dying wish. And my father-in-law, thank God, was a wonderful man. We found out there's more to the situation than we all know. So I say she needs to, yes, give him his dying wish.
Okay, so you're saying what if there's more to it and this guy was not allowed, I'm assuming, in her life or something, but he's known about her for 20 years.
Right.
She found him in college. This is not a new revelation that her biological father is alive. He's out there. He knew where she was. She was visiting him in California. I get it. He's coming to Wisconsin now, but she owes this man nothing.
What if it turns out that he was like some secret agent spy and that's why he couldn't have been in her life? Wouldn't y'all feel terrible? Turns out he's a national hero.
I'm going to say, as a parent, it is a hard pill to swallow when you don't know anything about your children.
Right.
Yeah. And then when they do finally reach out, you are backtracking those 25 plus years, and maybe the gentleman just doesn't know how to reopen that door with a stranger.
Yeah, well.
That part.
Got to learn it.
Hey, listen, Crystal works it out. She said, yes, jerk, and that's the decision for today.
All right, Crystal, thank you for your wrong advice.
According to Allie.
Well, thank you for sharing, but I do want to say, which I told you in the beginning, my grandchildren love you guys.
Aww.
I'm an Uber grandma. I drive them every day, Monday through Friday, to school, and you guys are the ones we listen to.
Well, then you know what? Your advice was great. We love you for listening. Have a great
that part.
Day.
Talk to you later, Crystal. Bye.
Fly with the wind.
Have a great day.
Oh, me? Goodness. Jumping sides? Absolutely.
Here we are.
No, thank you for your input today. Well, you can always give more input on Facebook when we post it, but... we're back today.
I said what I said, but I didn't think it was going to go that way.
I didn't either.
I didn't think it was going to be jerk, but
no,
it is what it is.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.